Hello, hello, hello. This is Unprofessional Opinion. I'm Rashard.
And I'm Melody.
Today we're here talking about a topic that we had that was fooling on the internet. We decided to just speak it up, talk it up. We put on our IG page, and I think we got a lot of good responses from it. It sparked some conversation, a lot of debate.
Yeah, we like to make content that is timeless.
Yeah.
So things that we don't really talk about, like current events, because it doesn't age well sometimes. So
yeah, I got a current event I want to talk about.
Some people are able to do it, and they can, like, you can go back and listen to it, and it ages very well. But
yeah. I got a question, actually. I've been trying to figure out myself before we dive into this. Russell Wilson.
Why is he corny?
How do you know that?
Because I'm the one who, okay, so for all of you who don't know, I'm an audio learner. So Rashard used to keep ESPN or SportsCenter on all night, and when I woke up in the morning, I could tell who got traded to what team, what quarterback, what his odds were, or his stats were. I could pick that all up because I could probably learn a language in my sleep. But that's how I remember this type of stuff, because the ESPN or SportsCenter is on when I wake up, when I go to sleep.
Yeah. So, in saying that, I'm just trying to figure out what makes him corny. That's going to be a topic for us, and a quick topic. One of many conversations that we're going to have here.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that's coming, because
mm-hmm.
I want to break that down. But back to the problem at hand. The conversation at hand. We're going to be talking about who was wrong. We're talking about, and the reason why we chose this, because it happens in real life. Was it Harper for sleeping with Mia? Was it Quentin's fault for bringing it to the light?
Or Jordan?
Or Jordan? You know, who was wrong?
Or was Lance wrong? For opening up Pandora's box.
Yeah. Was Lance wrong? Who was wrong? Somebody was wrong in the situation. Obviously.
And we're talking about the best man for those of you that don't watch
Cold Classics. We're going to make it real. It's going to be real. Lance. Quentin. Mia. The whole nine. They real people.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, they are.
Real people. I don't know what you're talking about. Those are real people.
So who was wrong? Okay, so context. So no one would have known any of this if Harper had not wrote a tell-all book and think that everybody was dumb enough to not read between the lines and figure out what was going on. It was good, but okay. So, was he wrong for sleeping with his best friend's girlfriend? Was Lance wrong for being mad that his best friend slept with his girlfriend after he had cheated multiple times on her? Was Mia wrong for being the girlfriend that stepped out on her boyfriend Lance with his best friend Harper and didn't say anything? Or was Quentin wrong for bringing everything to the forefront right before the Mia and Lance's wedding? Or was Jordan wrong before?
Let's X her out. She wasn't wrong. She wasn't wrong. She was trying to get her cake smacked.
She was Mia's friend, so she should have held.
She still was trying to get her cake smacked. She wanted him.
She should have held both of them accountable.
Anyway, Mia and Harper are wrong, period.
Okay.
Bar none. That's my argument, and I'm going to tell you why. Because no matter what, it hurts. Again, we talked about this last week. When you're sleeping next to somebody and you're making commitments to somebody and they have a secret. And not only just the one you're laying next to, your best homie, like your guy. Like, your guy. This is your guy. Mm-hmm. And he knocked your lady off. Like, your queen. Like, you, whoa. For the guys out there that play chess, when you capture the queen, the man you took the queen from feels some kind of way about that shit. I mean, it's personal. Like, how dare you?
Right.
And that's just a game. So can you imagine him, how he was feeling, the emotions that he was feeling when he was sitting up there holding her hand, he crying and all this other stuff. Granted, yeah, he done his wrong. He got it out of his system. You know, he got it out of his system, and I'm not justifying that part.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that the movie made you understand that when shit happens, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt, I felt
resonated.
I felt him on that. Now,
It was Ghostface and Jay-Z. But who said it? Who said it first? Ghostface or Hov? I was just fucking with them girls. I was gonna get right back.
That's right. That's right. I was fucking with them. I was gonna get right back. It ain't nothing personal. I'm just, you know, it was a light switch.
What Mia did was personal.
It was personal. She wanted to hurt him, and she didn't just like have sex with him. Let's get this. It was sensual.
Yeah.
She gave him the goods. He hit the bottom of that shit.
It might have been better than her what she was doing with Lance.
Every time they see each other, it's like, man. she got that. See, but I think honestly, I feel that way because I think most women like to have that over their men. Like, you know, you do certain things, and then, you know, you have that one secret. Like, yeah, all right, motherfucker. Don't worry about it. I got mine. You know.
Mm.
I think some women like to have that. Especially Scorpion woman.
That's the only woman you've been with for 20 years. That's why you're saying especially
Sagittarius.
And like when? High school?
After high school.
Oh, okay. For that 1 year you was out of high school before you was
2 years. I graduated early. Don't discount my smarts. Don't discount my smarts. But yeah. I mean, and I'm just arguing the point of, you know, from Lance's standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That hurt him. And she knew she wanted to hurt him.
And I'm playing devil's advocate.
No, okay, give me your... I don't want devil's advocate. No,
Give
me the raw, uncut...
So, what... I feel like she was wrong, but... What made her so wrong? Like, because if she's like, if you stab me, right, or if you hit me, right, and then I stab you, you can't determine how I'm going to retaliate. You shouldn't have started.
Yeah,
because I'm going out and I'm going all the way out.
Right.
So he started it,
right,
and she just really finished it. She set off fireworks with her finishing ending. It was a grand finale.
She brought the house down. Now, I will say, you know, they wasn't married, and she did it when they was in college. So, technically,
it was messy. I'm not even gonna lie. That shit, like,
really,
you don't shit where you eat. Like, you knew this.
She didn't know that was gonna be her husband, though, at the time.
No, but she, if you planned on getting back, man, it was just too many loose ends. Like, she should have just, like, stepped away from the whole thing and figured out, like if you, are you going to get back with him? Or is this done forever? Because if it's done forever, do some slimy shit. That's fine. All bets are off. You can do whatever you want to do. Not my style, but I feel like she should have, like, you do whatever you want because you ain't never going back. But
that's I think that's the one thing that women, and I'll let you get back to your point. I think that's the part where women don't get, because when a guy is done, you think you get back at them by sleeping with their homie, and it's like, yeah, all right, cool. You just my homeboy, like,
yeah. But I'm saying it wouldn't have been getting back at him because it would have just been getting her rocks off. Like, it wouldn't have
right.
Been.
It would have just been her screwing his friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but. She knew that how he felt about it. Lance knew how how Lance felt.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was as calculated as you make it out to be. I think she knew she wanted somebody.
We're gonna watch the movie tonight.
I think she wanted somebody that she was comfortable with, and that she probably was attracted to already.
She chose him on purpose.
Yeah, but I don't think she chose him because it was like, this is how I'm gonna hurt him. And I think she chose him because she's like, this is about to be good. I trust him. I'm attracted to him. I like how I know he's going to be gentle with me, like that type of thing. She probably was. It was probably all that going into
you know, that
it.
That meme where they say, you know, remember, you know, this is the, she when it fell out, she put it back in. Yeah, she did all that. Lance was thinking about this shit while he was like, nah, not.
While he was like jackhammering all the times with her, like she was, yeah, she. She probably heard stories and everything about him. It's like, you know what?
Well, all in all, you know, it comes back to pride. Mm-hmm. His pride was hurt. And that's what hurt him the most.
So who should he have been mad at? Should he have been mad at... Because he wasn't. Didn't seem like he was mad at his wife at
he
all.
He wasn't mad at her.
But he was mad at his friend.
Because he couldn't take it out on her because of all the shit he put her through. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. See, those are the different variables that we don't talk about. He could not be mad at her. Because he put her through some shit. And remember, yeah. We did apology language, right? Mm-hmm. And he knew, hey, I fucked up. Mm-hmm. Totally. I'm not going to say anything. You know
but
what?
I didn't do anything to you for you to do this to me. To speaking to
home,
Lance.
To the home. To his Lance. To
And also, to also too, because like we got to put some more context into it. A lot of people will say like they have a higher standard for like... women who cheat, like when women are cheat, the relationship's over, and when men cheat, like a woman can forgive. And with statistics, they show that 9 times out of 10 in that situation, people stay unless it's like habitual. It's something that you know that goes on. So I think it men or because of it's a prideful thing. They'll say, oh, men, you know, you have to leave when this happens to you. And it's, but most men, if it does happen to them, just the same amount of women that stay, men stay as
absolutely.
Well.
I you know, there's men out there that been cheated on multiple times and stayed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there was no remorse or any feeling towards it. So, and they stayed. Whatever their reason was, they stayed, you know? Mm-hmm. And don't get this wrong, you know, and especially in our culture, if you stayed, then you're the fool.
Yeah.
You're the fool. And, it is hard decisions to be made, you know? Guys can't take, you know, our ego can't take it. Because mm-hmm. in all honesty, when we look at our wives versus the women that we're sleeping with, it's night and day. And I hate to say that, but it's night and day. Mm-hmm. The women we sleeping with, they're just, it was a checkers game. Mm. You know what I mean? You're Monopoly with the gold pieces. You know what I mean? Like, I can play this all day long. This board is meant for us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's night and day, you know. With the way a man feels about his wife is he'll walk through a brick wall for her. Mm-hmm. He don't expect her to do certain things that some common hood rat would do. You know what I'm saying?
You hold her to a
higher
standard.
Mm-hmm. Because that's who she is. It's a whole nother level, you know?
Yeah, and I agree. It's just, I feel like women should be able to hold their husbands to that same mm-hmm. standard, but we aren't taught that. We're taught, like, from the gate going in, it's like, just put them right here because men do this and men do that. And it's like, no.
I told you, I've been an ancient nigga forever.
Yeah, and it's not, that's not true. That's not true because I haven't had to deal with that with you. So it's like, I already went in with that whole notion of like, oh, he just going to do what he going to do. And already had you down here and I'm treating you like you already did something when I should have held you up
and
here.
You did. You did. You be like, what the fuck out of this shit? But you know.
But that's why I brought that up to just say like that way of thinking is just harmful in so many ways because you really have to do what works for you in your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, wait, I ain't telling nobody to stay and I ain't telling nobody to go, but let's just be real and just state that everybody, it ain't like what they say it is on IG.
No, it's not. Stop listening to those people on Instagram, please, because it is bad for your thoughts, man. Open up a book, see what really matters. Listen to some smooth jazz, you know, some old school hip hop, something like that. You know, the worst thing for a guy to do after you find out his woman cheated was listen to, like, you know, some Lil Baby or something like that. They fuck everybody's girl. Just like, she fucked Lil Baby.
But, what's his name? Moneybagg Yo.
Yeah, don't want to listen to Moneybagg Yo.
And Ben, or you don't want to listen to Meg Thee Stallion either, because you be like, dang, she is a hoe.
My wife is a hoe. You're like, what? Dude, you tripping, you know. But, you know, it's when it comes to just the whole scenario, when we talk about it, it was messy to begin with, but let's not lose sight that this was like early 30s.
No, they were.
They were like.
But then it happened in college.
Happened in college, but they were mid to early 30s.
Yeah, they were probably late 20s.
They were still
he was in the mix. He was in the league, so yeah,
he was early in the league too.
Yeah, so probably 20s.
Yeah, so he was in. They were like early 20s. So this is 20-year-old shit. You know what I mean? Like, when you get older, a lot of that stuff don't equate to, you know, y'all have time for it.
Because honestly, when I first watched it, and I was young when I watched it, I was like, what's the big deal? Like, the whole thing, I'm like, why is he so mad? Like, it happened like so long ago. But this is me pre any relationship. Like, I wasn't in a real relationship at all. So right. I'm just looking at this like, who cares? Like, it happened, y'all together, y'all getting married, like, y'all passed all this. Right. Now I'm like, ugh, this is like a whole mess. Like, how y'all gonna have Thanksgiving dinner together?
Yeah.
That shit was messy. That was rough. So all in all, I just feel like, even though you young, you can't think like you're young. Like, you really have to weigh out your options and just think, I mean, how is this gonna affect me later?
Let's flip it on the other side. What was my man that turned the home into a housewife? Like,
his
wife was a stripper, and then they got her on video doing some other stuff, and later on, you know, it was part of the story. But he literally,
she was an amazing mom.
She graduated. Parents didn't even know that. But again, it's one of those, like, I always tell, you know, when I do have conversations with my younger cousins that are female, listen, your past will come up. It sucks to say, but your past will come up. You know, most women don't care about a man's past.
Mm-hmm.
Most men care about a woman's past. You know what I mean? Seen it. You know, a very prominent woman. You know, her kid seeing her sex tape on a game user, and that's. And I don't care. You know, people. The mature me says. That would be devastating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
a heartbreaking. That's a kid. I don't care whose kid it is or what my feelings are about her. I don't want a child, you know.
To see that. Yeah. You know what I mean? But it's sad, you know, and it's sad for whoever, you know, whoever put that on there. You're disgrace.
Sick.
Yeah.
But in all actuality, she made that tape, you know, and you don't know you don't think about the repercussions of what can happen. She probably just thought, this is just between me and my significant other.
Yep.
And whatever happened to it afterwards. But that's really, as messed up as that is, at a young age, that's the type of stuff you got to be thinking about. Yeah. You can't be, like, if you think about it, how do we tell our children to like drive safely, get them ready to drive, like prepare them for getting on the road. But I'm just saying, like, we prepare and we take them to, like, they make sure they get their permit. They make sure they do driving, instructional driving. Yeah. They make sure they do the exam, and they do driver's ed. We do all of that, but then tell them as far as your, like, relationships and as far as, like, everything else. You young. Like, you only live once. Like, yeah. No, that's not responsible. We have to tell our children, like have fun, but within reason.
I think a lot of, like, this next generation coming up are very, they slow down a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see a lot of them in relationships, and a lot of them.
Early.
Like, early, and they're
in their careers, yeah, early.
They're jumping in it early. And, yeah, and so we don't know what that future is going to look like for them when they turn 40, 50. But by them jumping in and into it early, I think
they already know how to navigate certain things. So they teaching us, like, don't put that on there. Don't put that. My nieces and my older nieces, they don't play that. They're like, don't put that on social media. Don't do this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, you know, almost 20 years older than you. But they know, like. And they are in prominent careers in their early 20s because they know how to navigate through life early.
Yeah.
So shout out to their parents because their parents did an amazing job. But
That's true. So I fell for Lance.
Yes. And for the most part, the feedback that we got was that all three of them was wrong in the situation, yeah. Which I agree.
Like, yo, Hart was Harper. He broke both. Like, he was eyeing her. They was friends first, and he had an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, in the movie, they make it seem like it was one time, but it was more than once. We all know that.
I don't.
Yeah, we all know it was more than once.
I believe it was, I was more upset with Mia growing up just because I feel like if you throw it, well, 9 times out of 10, he gonna catch it. So I feel like she's set. She set Harper up to fail.
No, because if it depends what she looked like, she was hot. So
yeah, but she knows, like, everybody was already. She, and I'm gonna say this from a woman's point of view. You know who is already, like, filling you in some in certain one way or another.
So
you can tell. you can tell who, like, you like. Okay, let me not play it this way. Let me, you know, make sure that I'm not open because this person if they have too many drinks and if I'm open, they might try something, you know? Like, women can tell. And most of the time when like, I know for me, if I ever feel that energy, I'm like, okay, let me talk to you with my husband around. I want you to know exactly, like, where I'm coming from, ain't no door open. We good. So I'm just saying, women know that.
But yeah, and now that you said that, because we had, we were at our other place, and we had done something to the basement, and I was showing a friend of ours, mutual friend of ours, you know, the basement, and showing them, like, you know, what they can do with theirs, and I was probably gone maybe, I want to say, 2.5 minutes before that damn door opened up and hit me in the back. She's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm showing so-and-so. Like, Mel was on the other side of the room. It was a room full of people. Like, a room full of people, kids and all. And by the fact she seen me, like, not in the room and the other person not in the room, she realized it. Even though it wasn't any...
No, it wasn't.
At all. But the mere fact, she just, like, I'm not going to even let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even... Mm-hmm. You're not even going to get a chance. So, I think women have that. You know, they, like you said, they know.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to give it even a thought. Or
yeah.
A chance to even go,
because,
down
I mean, and with this... I was just, like, not even... I didn't feel that type of energy from this person. But I'm like... Okay, it may not look right. So let me just go down there and see, you know, interject or figure out where y'all are, because it may not look right.
We're looking at a damn art project. Or, I mean, a home improvement.
Because,
project.
I mean, that person was in a relationship too. So I'm just like, let me just.
Brand new relationship at the time.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know.
Let me go and see what's going on. Yeah, but I don't play when it comes to that type of stuff. I don't, like, it don't even have to, Shard, no, it don't even have to, he don't give that type of energy, but I don't like him, like, paying people too much mind, because he just, like, be intently listen to somebody, and I'm like, no, you only listen to me like that. No, I'm kidding. But, Yeah, just knowing, like, you know, like, certain things don't look right, certain things don't feel right, and that is a woman thing. Like, we pick up on it. We're like, nah, let me just go see what's going on and interject. It's my house, so you could ask me to show you. That's my stance on that.
You know what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. It was good the night before, and she was just smelling it. She was attached to it and was like, yeah, that's what it was.
Whatever.
It was good the night before, and you wanted to make sure you got a fresh piece.
Nah, everything. as contrary to what you may think, everything ain't about that. But, I mean, it's always good, but I'm just saying. everything is not about that. Sometimes it's about I wouldn't say territorial, but I just don't
you're territorial.
I just don't
a dog, you would pee on everything.
I just don't like people taking, like, cause I'm all into energies and stuff. So I don't like people coming into my, the energy you give me, it can't be wasted on the wrong person. So I just feel like if somebody is like a woman is open and say she's in a relationship and she may not be receiving that attention that mm-hmm. she wants from her spouse,
right.
And you're just listening, you're just being a nice guy, you're just listening,
right?
And you're an attractive guy, and then she's like, people can misconstrue that just nice guy and think, okay, well, he's showing me something that maybe my spouse isn't showing me. So
a nice guy equals safe.
No.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't. Because I feel like the nice guy, that term is usually code for, on paper, I'm a nice guy, but I'm really an asshole. And I'm doing all this shit that is it's not really beneficial to you. Like, it may be hurting you. Some of the stuff that I'm doing might be emotionally hurting you. But on paper, I'm a nice guy. So I'm going to throw it in your face every time I do it. Like, oh, well, I took you out to dinner. And I listened to you. And I do this and I do that. And you still leave me. Or you only wanted me because I'm a nice guy. But really, you're just a nerd. But yeah. You're not really a nice guy. Right. And you're a dick in real life.
No,
because I've dated that guy.
That kind of person that you just described is they're phony. They're just as phony as most women are.
Mm-hmm.
So you can easily see, because most quote unquote nice guys literally want nothing from you.
Yeah, I don't. I just don't. I feel like, because I put the quotations, because I'm like, that nice guy that we're talking about.
Set their intentions. They
tell yeah, you. That's what I'm saying. It's calculated. It's not really.
No, I'm saying most, if they're truly, quote unquote, the nice guy or a guy, I don't think there's no such thing.
It's a nice guy. That's what I'm saying. Like, so the
that's
guy
like
that is.
That's a nice guy. Because
you say
nice
that, and I'm trying to say, you kind of putting yourself in this circle of women don't want me, that type of. That I'm unapproachable, so they feel safe. And I'm like, no, that's not, like, you're attractive and you listen. I feel like you're an artistic guy, and if you look at artistic. Nothing. Shout out to well, I'm just saying, I was artistic person. So a lot of times, we know you had an artistic friend that used to kiss me in the mouth. They're usually the ladies' men. The guys that play in the band. The guys that go to art shows. They're usually, women usually love that. So I'm like, get out of here. Don't be going near my husband, because I know you are, you're musically inclined, and you're the person that actually like looks deeper into different things. So that's why I keep you away, because I don't see you as the nice guy that's comfortable.
I complimented this girl on the smell she had on, and I gave her a hug, and I usually give hugs right around, just under the shoulder blade, I'm like, oh my God, what is that smell? What do you have on? And I said it basically in her ear, and she dropped this, she's like, oh, and Mel seen that. I've never felt I was like, what am I doing wrong? You know, she's like, yeah. She's like, why did you do that? I said I complimented on her scent. It was really nice. You should go smell her. That was my that was my rebuttal. Like, you should go smell it. Like, it's really good. I don't know what it is.
When people smell something, it's like oil. When people smell people and they say that they smell good, you always double back. So it's like, you give a hug, and you go, and then you hug again, and you go, It's always too long.
Yeah, I the hug it, be man. Too long.
And I'm like, and then the right whisper here. In the air, like, the only scent like right you should there. Be smelling is mine.
It was right there. I was like, and then she's like, you didn't even compliment me on mine. I'm like, did you smell like that?
Did you buy it? Cause I haven't bought a perfume since '99. So it did, if you want me to smell like that, you need to buy it.
Smell good. I didn't want it.
All right.
It smell good. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna smell like her because
I don't want you to smell like.
But
her.
I'm not gonna smell like her because if I use that same scent, it's not gonna smell like.
I you. Didn't want you to. My, I did. I like
my
it.
Pheromones won't. Yeah, it won't interact smell, with that. And smell like that
at the moment. I don't like the scent. You know, after smelling it a few times, I just don't smell good for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I'm saying don't double back and whisper in the ear. Just
I didn't. You seen? What
you
I
can
did.
Tell me that her scent.
I
smells
did
good.
Tell you.
That's it. She don't need to know.
Oh, you just don't want to blow her head up. I get it. I didn't blow her head up.
Because you don't know the conversations that be going on in the bathroom. That's the thing that be pissing me off about guys. Guys don't know the conversations that go on in the bathroom in the woman's. So, you know, male husband, yeah. So, yeah, they've been married for like 20 years, right? But, she must not be doing everything. He must not like her cooking or something because he told me that I smell good. And she was over there like just by herself in the corner eating cheese and shit. So, I mean, like, it can't be that good. That's the conversations that go in the bathroom. So he was like, stop being so nice because these women be nasty. So now I got to go and be all like looking at her crazy because she in the bathroom. I'm in the stall and she talking shit about me. Has nothing to do with you. It's because women are mean.
And that's what it is. And, you know, made for a good night. If I'm from my point. You know what I mean? Riled her up a little bit. Worked out in my favor.
Yeah, he liked that. He liked that.
No, I didn't like it. I was being me. I'm being me, and that's all I was doing.
And I'm being me, and I would tell Rashard and with no problem to get her out of your face.
Yeah,
because it's just certain women you like.
Yeah, that's happened.
When they be
said that while they were there,
get her out of your face.
Yeah, you definitely said that.
And I'm not like I can have. It's like I don't mind like women being in our company. I don't mind like you know, talking to people. I'm not super jealous, but it's just certain things and certain women I'm like, get her wrap it up.
I mean, she did start it. Hey.
Yeah. Like, and that open hug.
I got the whole pelvis thing going.
Jill Scott, get out of here.
Oh yeah.
get out of here. All that bosom, get out of here.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. All right. That smells amazing. And here she go. You know, you break their neck. You know, turn it to a fucking poltergeist and shit, whatever that
having
is.
A whole conversation. Oh, hold on. I gotta tell you something.
The toilet paper in the bathroom is rough. What the hell does that gotta do with anything? Oh, I just wanted you to come over here. Did you try this drink? No, I don't want it.
I don't want anything to drink. You like the song they playing? It's Bruno Mars. What?
I don't like Bruno Mars. So, anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing in advance because I know you're going to do it. On our YouTube channel, Shard Mel's Unprofessional Opinion. Merch at unprofessional-opinion. Right there underneath the screen there.
At myshopify.com.
Yep, it's going to be all there.
Buy the merch.
Buy it, yeah. Buy it. You know, This is Unprofessional Opinion. I'm Rashard.
And I'm Melody.
And
thank you for putting up with us.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you as always. You got anything else?
Nah, I'm good.
You good? Mm-hmm. She just ordered. She ordered some takeout. That's what I'm going to Chinese. All right, thank you.